I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane and almost drove right back to the 541.
I had, so we were just talking. Hello, Swoosh, I see you. We were just talking before we started recording. I'm like playing hurt right now because I ate a whole bunch of Mexican food before we're doing this, and I don't usually eat that many carbs, and so I'm fucking bogged down. My brain is like, bleh. But I got enchiladas, and they're asking me what kind of meat I got, and I got chicken. And it's like, I fully acknowledge their criticism because, like, chicken is boring. Like, chicken
sucks.
It's the worst option.
Usually not very good. But, like, the place I went to, it was like their options were like chicken, shredded beef, and like ground beef. Like, we're doing ground beef?
Ground beef at a Mexican restaurant is kind of crazy.
I'd pass on the ground beef for sure.
I used to, like, back when I used to make enchiladas, I would do ground beef, and they would fuck extremely hard because I'd do, like,
make
a
it
ton
yourself.
Of cheese.
Ground beef is the easiest thing to do. Yes.
Totally.
But if I'm going out, if someone's going out to prepare something, I'm trying to get something that takes a little time and effort that I don't want to do myself.
Yes. I want something better.
What's your qualm with shredded beef?
Usually it's dry. Like when I get it at a restaurant, it's dry, which, by the way, chicken usually is too. So I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was going to say.
Chicken.
Yeah. But like
shredded chicken, notoriously the driest of all.
Yeah. Let me get this nice juicy chicken breast.
Shredded chicken is always going to be super juicy. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Did you eat chips and salsa?
Oh, yeah.
What was your etiquette there?
Oh, chips and salsa. They had like this melted jalapeno cheese dip with it, too, that we got. It's like one of the appetizers. We got one of those. That shit fucks. I would just eat that if I had the option. But you got to be a grown up and you got to order the fucking entree, too. So, you know. Here I am, a belly full of fucking rice and beans like an idiot.
Oh, like a what?
Like an idiot. Okay. I'm an idiot.
Someone were sending ice out and about the streets to get.
I was a little worried where you might be going with that one.
It's not that. That was a Greg Bonfino.
Noted conservative over here.
Greg Bonfino approved message from Braga there.
Yeah. Yeah. Braga watched the Tucker and Bovino or whatever his name is podcast today and decided
got him riled
rice
up.
And beans, no more.
Did you call ICE on the server and the staff
this
there?
This chicken's too dry.
Yeah,
it was on Oakway. They were white.
Oh, that's true.
Make a quick phone call. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if that were going to happen, it being where it is, that call would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah. They Chipotle's keeps their brown servers on Willamette Street, which is dicey enough. But Oakway, they stand no chance.
South Eugene's safer. I think we can
a little
say
safer.
That.
Yeah.
I think we
got to assume West.
Bleeding Heart Libs versus New Money Conservatives. Yeah. Game over over on Oakway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted blue my whole life. I voted for Kamala 4 times, but this server's brown, and I love the lake of fucking America. Ice.
I could see that.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
The competition calling them.
Yeah.
On the restaurant, I could see. Yeah. I could see the other. I could see the Thai restaurant. Was it Sabai or whatever?
Sabai
calling them.
Yeah. Was it? Is it Baja Fresh or Mucho Gusto? Right,
Mucho Gusto. Right.
When the place I went was recommended, I said to the person, I was like, I just want to go to Mucho Gusto, but it was a work thing, so it's like we're all going. The company
wants that
for it,
white people Mexican food, is
bro.
What he
Mucho
wants.
Gusto, fucks. Are you kidding me? Make a huge ass burrito with exactly what I want in it. Like that's yes, please.
I
yes,
like
please.
The chips. Yeah.
Yep. That's,
are you a Mucho Gusto or Baja Fresh guy if you're on Coburg Road?
On Coburg. Gusto always. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Don't go to Baja Terrible.
No. Baja, you know, it's got a cool salsa bar, but.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
They overcooked their onions there. I said it. And their bell peppers.
I don't think I've been.
They do.
They've been
like
onions
little, you
and
like
bell
a little
peppers?
Crunch.
I like a little crunch. They make them very soggy. Don't like it. But their salsa bar kind of rocks.
I like the crunch is good. little texture in your burrito is not a bad thing. I'm with you. So yeah, anyway, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't have any energy. Let's just whatever. I got the itis. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
So, I think that this is the acceptable response to week zero college football.
Yeah.
Is how you're feeling right now.
Haven't watched a second of it so far. I don't like week zero.
On my TV right now?
I don't like it.
NFL preseason. 49ers and Raiders. You kidding?
I thought it was going to be the Tucker and Bovino.
That's
podcast.
What it was.
Noted.
Oh, he finished it. Tucker.
Yeah. Noted lib Tucker Carlson. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. You know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. He evolved, right? It's not a grift. He evolved.
He evolved. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Took 10 years, but yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Right on. Okay, before we get too far, movie this week, I did want to update everybody because good heads up from WCP in our Discord this week. He knows it noticed that as it's Ethan Coen month, The Big Lebowski, which is our number one movie, which is going to be in a few weeks, is about to leave Netflix. So we're jumping it up in the line and we're watching The Big Lebowski this week. It is on Netflix for like a few days. So hurry up and watch it.
Until the 31st.
Yeah. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Yes. The 31st is the deadline. So, watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. I think No Country is after that. And then Fargo. Ending with Fargo, I'm not super disappointed with. That was like their first big hit, so I guess that makes sense. Okay, sports. So
sports.
We're in 0 week. We're a week away from Oregon football.
Like, I mean, we have lines this week. We have lines this week.
We got like the skis 1 week till Oregon football trivia thing. We're making some predictions this week. Ski, what predictions are we making? Because I did no prep.
Of course you did no prep. You're too busy eating the whitest meal on earth.
Yeah, I want my chicken breast.
Shredded chicken. It's a horrible
In a
decision.
Flour tortilla.
It's a horrible decision. I mean, it was corn at least.
Hold the spice. Hold the salt.
Well, we're going to give our CFP brackets.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just pick who we think are going to win the conferences. That one will be quick and easy.
I don't want to give it away, but I mean, look how intricate my bracket is. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
You even drew it like a bracket.
I did.
That's impressive. Yeah. Okay. So how many teams are in the playoff this year? I'm just kidding.
How many?
Eight. We're doing eight, right?
I think it goes up two every year. So it should be 14 this year.
Yeah.
And 16. Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
Eventually we'll get 64.
Yep. So lots of college football to talk about. And then next week, dudes, I'm going to have like Boise City trivia. Like we're going to have more lines. We're going to get
Ian Johnson right into it, baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh Chris yeah. Peterson. Like this might be like the fifth time I've done Boise trivia, like in our years doing the podcast. So coming up with questions is, what color's the turf? Wait.
Ian Johnson.
What kind of bird flew into the turf?
Wait. Ivan Johnson?
Bob?
Was he at Boise, then transferred to Oregon?
Bob Johnson?
Ivan Johnson?
Yeah.
No, I think.
Was he?
Are we talking about like.
Are you talking about the basketball player?
Yeah,
man. The guy who played for the Hawks?
Yeah.
No, he was Cincinnati.
He was Cincinnati. Yeah.
So I've told the story that I took a class with him.
Yeah, with him, yeah.
And he could not read.
No.
No one wanted to tell him otherwise.
What's the college football game happening right this second? Is it like Central Arkansas or some shit? I'm trying to remember. And I know people. So people like this. Like people.
I don't think they do. And I really don't.
Well, here's my question, Ski, because I don't believe you. Like, look at where you're sitting right now. Like, you're in the sports book, bro. Like, you care. You're the person I know who cares about these games.
Not this game yet.
Yet. But yet.
The week zero games
Let it get to the second half. No. That's where the real money happens. No.
week zero games are usually terrible. I don't know why they're not trying to at least capitalize and put something decent out. I mean, unless, I mean, I guess Braga's probably thrilled. You got Hawaii and Stanford.
Yes.
I mean, that's a banger. An NC State and Virginia. What a game. North Carolina, TCU. I mean, the games are just terrible. It's the worst way to welcome in college football. You're like begrudgingly put it on your TV because thank God football's back. And then it's just eye poison.
It's like, oh, this isn't what I meant.
It's like, oh, God. Yeah. And then, of course, then week one, it's like, oh, yeah, this we were just fooling about week zero. Here's Ohio State, Texas. Yeah, have fun. All right. You're good. Now we're back. Now
well,
we're really...
actually, that's week two.
I think you'll find Ski.
Yeah, USC San Jose State banger.
Yeah, my banger. My Spartans.
Trojans versus Spartans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wins that one? Oh.
Yeah,
Saint Joe, baby. You kidding me? Let's go. That's my city.
I mean,
that's my city.
King, I know King's gonna love. We are picking a directional Illinois school tonight, so
love it.
That's what we're dealing with. Yeah,
jumping right into it.
Yeah, right into the Mac.
I hope you're ready, listeners and viewers. You're I don't know how you possibly could be. It's about to get crunk with college football. We're loading you up right off the bat.
I feel like your mustache, by the way, gets a little lower every week.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm yeah.
Like, am I wrong?
Is it creeping?
There's like incremental progress. It just gets lower every,
I need to like draw a line or something.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not that. Yeah. It's not a commentary on that.
I don't want it to go all the way down though. So there's a limit. I'm trying to keep it from doing that. And I see what
full
you mean.
Like, yeah, you're right at the Sam Elliott level. You can't go lower.
Yeah,
I just feel like a month ago you were at Eugene Levy and you're approaching Hulk Hogan. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. See, that's where I gotta draw the line. That's where
Swoosh dropped the Paul Tuttle Senior American Chopper look, and that's what is exactly creeping.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna start pointing at
again. Not a criticism, just an observation.
Just an observation.
Get out of my shop. Yep.
God, what a time! Like, what was that a decade ago?
Man, what those still memes? That was like
Paul Junior. Yeah,
Paul Junior.
Great.
Was that the first
what a time?
Was that the first? That wasn't the first like big viral like Twitter meme, was it?
No, but it wasn't the first. But it was one of the biggest ones.
It was one of the biggest ones, at least. Yeah,
huge, yeah,
huge.
Well, yeah. Once people figured out, oh, I could take this and put my own text in it.
Yeah,
whatever I'm trying to make fun of. Yeah, I think that was. I feel like that was the first.
Yeah, clean the dishes. No.
Yeah.
Fuck you, mom.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
What a time. We were so innocent.
That was real Twitter back then, too.
It really was. 2016. Yep. We were fucking flying high, man.
Living the dream, man.
Living the dream. It was all fun and games.
It was the sweet spot. It was all fun and games. Yep.
And then the word cunt. Got unlocked.
You can't say it.
Can now.
You can't. You couldn't. You couldn't.
It's almost.
Say
it's encouraged. It's encouraged now.
Yeah. Oof. Watch yourself. Maybe on topic. Jed York. Maybe.
Okay. Listen. Okay. So he's separated from his wife.
I'm listening.
So he's a single guy. Okay.
He was staying with his parents at the time as well. His parents live in Ohio.
And I get, hey, man, everyone gets horny, right?
Yep.
Guys, I mean, I don't know if girls really do. That's kind of a, I don't know.
It's a myth.
There's not money in front of them. Sometimes they don't. I don't know. It's what I've heard. But the thing is, dog, you're not a billionaire. Your dad is a billionaire, but you're a multi-millionaire.
He has millions, at least personally, right?
Come on, man. You've got to set that up as like a $1,000 escort service. You can't be circling. It does, you know, the fact that it's a trailer in East Palestine, Ohio, obviously makes it way more funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But come on, man. There had to be a a 20-minute extra drive you could have made to make that, like, because you don't pay. You don't pay for the pussy. Like, at a certain point, when you're that horny, you're not paying for the pussy. When you're, if you're that rich, like, I would pay for the pussy. You're paying for the privacy. You're paying for the fact
discretion.
That,
yeah.
Discretion. Yes, that is the perfect word. You're paying for the discretion. Pay for the discretion, man. What do you pay? Was it $160?
140.
Yeah.
140.
Yep.
It knocked, I mean, knocked it down $20. It was originally 160.
I mean,
haggled it down. Haggled it down to 140.
I don't exactly know what. I feel like, God, the tough thing is, if you're paying, if you're in that situation, doesn't matter if you're Jed Uhr, you could be anyone, me, you, doesn't matter who. Are you that horny where $140 is going to last you 40 seconds?
I think that was the idea. It seemed like that was the idea.
I don't get it, man.
I have thoughts.
Back off.
How long has he been separated from his
man?
It was in the spring, I think.
Yeah. Spring. So it's been,
well, no,
five months
filed
or so.
He filed for divorce in May, so it could have been a long
time.
So let's say
all right, let's say it's a year they've been separated at least.
Sure.
I could deduce that this isn't his first time doing, like,
he's also not home. That's something worth saying too, is like, he is in a place where he doesn't have his normal thing. So he might have a normal thing in the Bay Area, and he just happened to be at his parents' house and was like, cause that's what we ended up hearing, right? Is I think TMZ reported that he, like, he heard from somebody that this was a place you could do that. And he, so whoever told him that, by the way, like,
better guys got the hookup,
better friends, bro. Get better friends, because you just got set up.
I think you guys are seeing it wrong. If when people have that much money,
yeah,
right, you could buy all those high class escorts all you want. Once you have a bunch of them, you're gonna want to go slumming down in the trailer park sometimes. They do. I'm sure crazier shit was on the table at the trailer park. And as King said, discretion as well. I feel like they don't know who the fuck he is there.
The cops didn't even know who he was.
Exactly. So yeah, discretion, it, like, he's not getting found out there either. They'd be like, if someone said, oh, I saw York coming into this trailer park. Bullshit you did. Why would a owner/millionaire be rolling into the East Palestine trailer park
in a random rental car?
Rental car.
Do you guys remember, and, you know, time is, you know, a flat circle, maybe from 2019, 2020, 2021, I can't remember, the bagel guy, the short bagel guy who was like, you're not my dad, you're not my boss, you're not God, fuck you, everyone says I'm short, but you guys don't remember bagel
guy?
Yeah,
I don't remember that guy. Yeah.
Jed Uhr was literally dressed
like
bagel guy.
Yeah.
It was his fit, like flip flops, basketball shorts, and like a sick JCPenney retro New York Yankee shirt.
Yo,
that's 40% of the people on the street right now that are Yankee fans.
It's an Ohio look too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, man.
The shorts were old school, man. Like, we used to have shorts like that in the 80s and
90s.
Yeah,
he literally went home to his parents.
Yeah, and got his old clothes.
Got into his old clothes. Because, you know, he's made enough money. He was like, you know, just leave it. This is fun. This is cool. Blah, blah, blah. And, He looked like the bagel guy.
So one, like,
it's very sad.
One, this is funny. Like, this is objectively funny. Like, the whole situation is, like, the way he looked is, like, everything about it is. Also, that dude is depressed. Like, as somebody who has been divorced, I'm like, I kind of get it. Like, I kind of get where his head's at right now. Like, the fact that he's, like, staying with his parents when we're just about to have the NFL season start, like, is sort of
he can't go to his home now. He doesn't have that home anymore. It's gone.
Well, sure. I was wondering that too. It's like, well, okay, so filed for divorce in May. Did he just buy his own new house? Has he been staying in Ohio ever since? Because he can't. His job is in the Bay Area. So, but again, like, I look at him and I see like a really sad guy, and his shit just got way fucking worse. So I look at it both ways. I'm like, yes, this is fucking hilarious. Like, wow, fucking wow. But also like, oh man.
I don't think people care, though. But we went through something like this with fucking old Bob Kraft.
Yeah.
There's a true billionaire paying for hand jibbers from Asian massage parlors. I mean, if you take their status, that is worse than what York did.
Yeah.
I saw AK-47 in the chat. Said that everyone in this Discord dresses like Jed York. And I want to dispute that claim because I'm not wearing a 90s, you know, brand. And I would absolutely never wear basketball shorts. Frankly, that's a disgusting look for unemployed people and the horny prostitute seekers. I would never do such a thing.
I'll go like this, too. Here we go.
Look at those shorts. Here you go. Those shorts.
I obviously have basketball shorts on as well. But we are wearing, a sleeved shirt right now. This isn't a Yankee tarp.
We are Jed York. We carry the.
King does have a Pabst hat with a rope on it. That's.
Can I say, as a 49er fan, this is the owner of my team, or he runs the whole thing. The most disappointing part of the entire story was the Yankee shirt.
Yeah.
I saw the Yankee shirt and I was bummed out. Like, the rest of it, I was like, yeah, no, like, this is a bad look. Well,
how old is he? Is he our age or a little older?
Little older.
Mason is a little older. Like, yeah.
Not much. But though. I mean, yeah.
Upper 40s.
So he just ran through the Yankee, the Yankees World Series. Became a fan then. It makes sense. Because if he's from Ohio,
you think when he was
he's 46.
I don't know if he was a Tribe fan or a Red fan.
You think if he's wearing that shirt and he's hitting that prostitute up, he's like, oh yeah, give me that Jeter fist pump. Give me that Jeter fist pump. Oh, hit that hammer.
Jeets.
Oh, I'm the York God. Give me that Jeter.
Number two. Derek Jeter. Number two.
Oh, boy. So, like, what happens?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing, I mean, nothing, right?
He doesn't have the pull of Bob Kraft, so he'll probably get a little bit more of a
soliciting charge was dropped from it entirely.
Yeah, no, he's going to be fine. He'll still own the team. It doesn't, it's whatever.
Yeah, like, because is there something in place to punish an owner? What would be a punishment for an owner?
Code of conduct.
Yeah, as the NFL punishing him?
Yeah, like, you embarrass the Shield, so you lose a third round pick
or something. We've seen too much shit.
Yeah,
I agree. This is way low on the totem pole of bad shit we've seen, and nothing's happened.
I agree. So, like, should something happen though?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. It is a stain on the brand, like the NFL brand, like the Kraft
no
stuff.
One will care
was,
it's not
like the
no
Watson stuff was. Like it is.
No one will care.
As they just released a bunch of Josh Jacobs. Like news the same like today as well. It's like we've had guys kill pregnant girlfriends, drive drunk, kill people. We've seen owners do worse. Yeah. Not even long ago, we had Vrabel in a fucking NFL writer. I mean, this is such a
Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt became palatable again after that video.
Yeah, this is such a nothing story in my eyes. I'm with you where you first said it. This is just kind of funny. He's just going to have to get ribbed and joked about for, I don't know, maybe the first month of the season. People have little comments like fucking that. I'm sure that Annie Ager chick that does like the weekly like bits will have a line about that for the Niners. And then it'll be gone, and no one will remember.
Like people are saying he'll suspend himself. But, like, what does that even mean? Like, suspend himself from what?
Yeah. Is he even the majority owner?
He doesn't do day-to-day.
Is he majority, though?
Yeah. I think his family is.
His family, at least, is.
Like his dad. His dad's, like, the actual money person.
Then literally nothing will happen. If he was a minority owner and maybe the majority owner felt that it made the team look bad, then they could do something. But nothing.
Yeah, like Swoosh mentioned her in the chat, like waiting for Mina Kimes to chime in. This is one of those deals where like I talk shit about Mina Kimes because she's a hack when it comes to the Seahawks.
And she's like, Korean.
But what she said this week about Deshaun Watson was like the most on point shit ever. Like Deshaun Watson like sexually assaulted like 100 women. Like,
I think it was. Like
it wasn't
24.
That. Yeah, it wasn't.
I think it was 24.
It was a
didn't
lot.
Didn't hit triple digits.
I think it was like 22 or 24.
It was a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot. Yes, it was a lot.
And there are some.
But it wasn't 100.
There are women who like didn't even want to join in it because they didn't want to be like involved and they were scared and shit like that too. So there's like more than that. And the NFL welcomed him in. Like her point about fans, you know, like not caring if you're good, and him having no perception of anything, no contrition, like not no self-awareness of any kind, and just talking shit about the fans, like, yeah, last time I was here, they booed me, and better not blah, blah. Like, bro, like, what is fucking wrong with you, man? Like, you did all this shit and then got a max deal, and you suck. You're bad at fucking football. Like, the fact that you're allowed to have this opportunity in the first place is insane. Like,
shout out to Dylan Gabriel throwing three touchdowns in the first half for the Browns.
How about that? He just played himself onto another roster is what he did because the Browns are a fucking shit show. Yeah, but it's like, I think that's to your point, Ski. It's like the NFL doesn't give a shit. Like, they just don't care. If you're good,
we'll still watch.
Like, they don't care.
I don't know if there's anything that would stop fans from watching.
What would it be, right?
Because I don't think they give a shit. I mean, like a gambling on your own team shit, that'll get you banned, but I don't think people would stop watching. We've seen assault, sexual assault.
I mean, I think if at some point, like a prominent like black player like took a social like whatever it was some sort of like a social stand and was like, you want to know what, I think I'm going to sit out the national anthem. I think temporarily for like a year plus.
Yeah, that did
that
happen.
That might hurt the ratings, but other than someone justly standing up for, I don't know, cop killing
police brutality.
Unarmed
yeah.
civilians. I don't think anything. I mean, I don't know. But I could be wrong, though.
But that's it.
Or if you're in Kansas City and then they ask you to, what was it? Equality. And they ask you to cheer for equality. You will boo that. But they still come out to the games. But Kansas City, they will boo equality.
Well, I mean, are the Chiefs anyone else's equals? I mean, come on.
No.
So,
too many rings. Can't argue with it. All that shine. Oh, boy. Yeah, if it hurts the bottom line, I guess that's it, right? If everybody jumps on a thing.
Well, I mean, how long did it take them to finally get rid of Snyder?
Because that's
the only one thing that's ever really happened of
did they get rid of
running some They forced him to sell.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was years. But it took
a decade,
shit.
Really.
Yeah. Of terrible shit happening in that organization as well. Also, they were bad. I think that played a part to it. Yeah, if they were good,
right? Like Snyder was probably like, I don't really feel like haggling for a $10 billion stadium. Okay, you guys win. I will take my billions of dollars and just leave now.
And then they immediately got good, which is fantastic.
For a year.
Better.
They made the NFC champions.
They did.
Yeah. Okay, so we're a half an hour. And we got segments. So we gotta do
our college football brackets.
Mm-hmm. We do, but like
do.
No, but like,
I'm Reese Davis, and this is a random Tuesday in October. Here is our top 12, which will inevitably change 19 times on whims.
On a whim.
On vibes alone.
Brought to you by Dr. Pepper. And now, a commercial break.
Oh, I thought you were going to jump into Think Jinx right then.
Yeah.
I was...
Here's the thing. I'll props to Think Jinx here. I was out of the house like all day. Had to go into the office today, which is not something I have to do very often. It's definitely the longest I've been outside of the house away from the dog, with him just in the house by himself. And so I fully expected to come home to just piss and shit. Like at least one, just cuz like he didn't take a dump before I left the house, and I was like, all right, well, it's just going to happen. It's okay. I'm prepared for it, whatever. He didn't. He's a good boy. This fucking good boy. Are you kidding me? And, like, all I can say is he didn't feel the need to. He didn't have it, like, forcing out of his body. He's got a healthy gut. How does he have a healthy gut? You ask?
Because that's what happens when you eat natural sunflower oil, chicken, thyme, rosemary, protein, crude fat from thinkjinx.com. Thinkjinx.com. You want to know what I think? I think that's a good day out of the office for you, or at the office.
When
I mean,
you
whatever.
Think Jinx.
Think Jinx. Thinkjinx.com.
It's a good idea to think Jinx.
When you sat there and you ordered your chicken breasts at the Mexican restaurant, they were like, that guy is a dog. And you wonder what I feed my dogs? Think Jinx. ThinkJinx.com. Might smell like fish.
Yeah.
Braga didn't, because he was an alpha ordering chicken breasts.
I couldn't get salmon enchiladas, unfortunately. That would be interesting.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
Salmon's fine, but no.
With a crema?
No, don't entertain it. Stop.
Okay, sir. Who's you running the ski? What are we doing?
Well, King said, I guess we'll do brackets. Our brackets.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So King and I clearly came prepared.
You sure did. I got my conferences in front of me. I think I can figure this out.
Do we want to do conferences first? Or
I will go. Yeah,
please.
Yeah, I think we should go conferences first. All right, big.
Yeah, where do we want to start?
We're not okay. Group of six. Who's winning? Who's the best team in the group of six in your guys' eyes?
I was gonna say Boise.
I got Boise. Why lazy, but going Boise.
Yeah,
it is interesting, right? Because I say Boise too, but it's like
they're not good.
They're not like I look at their roster. I like read preseason stuff about them, and it's like they got the Maddox guy back, Maddox Madsen. Like he's back. He is a veteran, but that doesn't mean he's good. Their running backs like okay. I mean, like I told you guys in the Discord, like discounting Boise, like you do at your own risk, like. But they're not good. And
I'm discounting Boise.
I'm discounting Boise, right? Like, but
they are
best. I think I put six. Yeah.
I think I put this in the Discord. They are now 0 for over their last 10 against group of five teams or group of four now. Yep. Their last win, opening week 2019 at Florida State, there was like a hurricane or something. So by the time the game started, there was like 9 people in the stands. Mm. Like, that's the last game against a good team. Their reputation is, we should probably stop, you know, caring about
no,
that.
And I don't even really, I just kind of pick Boise State. But there's going to be some random team that just...
I bet it's North Texas.
Got it. Could be. I don't know.
I bet it's North Texas.
Could be.
Like, that, you know, like, the more I think about it, I think I'm going to pick North Texas. Because, like, I look at Boise and I'm just like, the reason we're picking them is because they're probably the best team in the Pac-12.
What's North Texas's mascot?
The armadillos.
No.
That's Texas State.
It's Texas State, yeah.
I know. It's unnecessary roughness. They're a bird, right? Like the...
No? They're a color and an emotion. They're an emotion and...
Oh, the mean green?
The mean green, yeah.
There you go. Okay. They have like a bird logo though, right? Don't they?
Are you thinking of like UTSA?
Yeah, Roadrunners?
No, North Texas has a bird. Yeah, they got a bird logo.
What kind of bird?
Anyway. Let me find out.
Birds aren't real.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. North Texas. Mean Green. What's their mascot? Oh, fuck it. We're wasting time on this. I'll show you guys a picture of their logo. But, okay, so what's next?
God, do we just want to go to the ACC, get it out of the way?
ACC, yeah. Miami.
Yes, Miami.
Boring.
There's no one who will challenge them.
Big 12. I also think it's boring. Yeah, I'm going Tech.
Tech.
Boring.
Yeah.
Boring, boo.
Tech.
Tomato.
Tech or like, you know, like, if BYU is like one of those teams where it's like they should, but they never do.
Come on, man.
They never do.
No.
Texas Tech spends too much, frankly. So.
Yeah. BYU is a fine team.
Did Tech just get Castellanos?
They did.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
That like the timing of that is just insane.
Yeah, jumping. Like, I mean, I don't know their schedule off the top of my head, but I'm guessing not. They're probably
They don't play anyone. Yeah.
So you got some time to actually learn the playbook.
Tech is on that Indiana thing where they're like, we're not going to play a single team.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you? Maybe play one, but yeah. All right, Big Ten?
SEC.
SEC.
Pac-12.
No.
Yep.
Pac-12 is part of the group of six. So,
SEC, obviously Big Ten goes for last. They're the best conference. Always goes last.
Okay.
Boring, stupid Georgia.
Fuck.
Just beat them, I guess, till... I mean, you could say Texas, I guess.
I'm saying Texas.
I'm saying Georgia.
I'm saying Georgia as well.
I have been since like all last season too. I'm an Arch Manning believer. I think as the season went on.
Wow, what a brave take. I think someone in the media likes Arch Manning.
First of all, everybody in our Discord hates him. And
wow, a bunch of jack-offs on the internet, ain't them?
Hey, you're one of the jack-offs.
Professional. You're a professional, sir.
You are a jack-off. Hang on. No, like, he got much better as the season went on. And I am that Mingo dude, the wide receiver, is, like, very elite, very good. They'll score points. So
I do love when the... Because he did get better.
In the back half
of the season. But then you can be like, yeah... Their last regular season game against Texas A&M, which they won. Okay. It's like, well, yeah, Arch Manning went like 15 of 34 passing. So I guess he did do well against Michigan after that in a bowl game. But, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Oregon's last game, Dante Moore shit the bet against Indiana like he did earlier in the season. So, whatever.
At least he can throw the ball further than 10 yards. We've seen some of the Arch Manning.
He sure can. He's going to do it a whole bunch this year.
His receivers are very good.
So the Big Ten, this is where it gets spicy.
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 Without question, the best conference in college football, like by a lot. I think we can say that by a lot. It really is like, look, the bottom half of the conference is not good. Like, of course, the bottom half of every conference is not good, but the top half.
You don't just walk into Starkville in the SEC and win by more than 17,
yeah,
sir.
I mean, you do. Like, yeah, one does.
Well, Texas didn't. They had to go to, like, double overtime against the Monster. But that was one of Arch Manning's resurgence games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good on him.
Top half of the Big is fucking A, man. Mm. Like,
I would say the very top half is that middling top.
The top quarter. Eh. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yes. That the Michigans, USC's, they could surprise you, but I don't throw them in with the big, call them the Big Three right now.
That's what I call it.
That's what I call them. The Big Three.
The Big Three.
And then, yeah. So what's your take on those three? If you look at schedule. I mean, Indiana has, I would say, the easiest of the three schedule, but
they got the best schedule by far.
Yeah, but they're the worst of the three in my eyes. I'm taking Ohio State.
I got Indiana. That,
it's like their schedule is really easy. Their coach is better. Their players are worse, but the coach kind of showed us last year that he can do way more with less. They had less.
Did they?
They did. Yes.
They did not have. They had the oldest, most veteran players in the country.
Surratt. We're talking about like the. Come on, man. Like, I can't look at their roster last year and be like, yeah, their roster is better than Ohio State. Yeah, their roster is better than Oregon. It wasn't, but they won because their coach is better. And their quarterback, frankly, like, was sort of unflappable, which, you know.
Huh. I wonder if that helped them win those games. Yeah.
So you backing Hoover then, King, as?
No, like, it's schedule-based.
It is schedule-based.
They can lose a game. They beat Ohio State at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get to Indianapolis.
Ohio State's got a really tough road.
They do, but.
And so, like, I think Ohio State, like, might be the better team, but I don't think they're going to win the conference. I think Oregon does it. Like, Oregon's loaded, boys. Like,
who do you think Oregon beats in Indy?
Yeah, and then we're having
that. Because I have them losing to IU in Indy.
And then we're having that discussion, too. Like, oh, they're in the Big Ten championship.
No. Like, if Oregon makes the Big Ten championship game, folks.
He's like a Sklar. He's the brother Sklar.
Scranton.
Brother Sklar.
Folks!
Just ignore it. Yeah. And if they win, celebrate. If they don't, who the fuck cares? It's a 12-team playoff era.
Practice.
We won this 2 years ago.
It's practice.
No one cared. We don't care. It was a practice session. We're just glad no one got hurt.
Get rid of that game, by the way.
I feel like the unfortunate thing is that most seasons that would be, if you win, you're the one seed. If you lose, you're the five seed, which are the two best spots to be. But with how pathetic Notre Dame's schedule is, one loss from any of those teams, I just don't. Notre Dame's going to be the one seed, which is just disgusting.
That's my.
It's so stupid. But yeah, because I guess, I mean, the two seed's not the worst thing either. But yeah, make the game and then mail it in for all I care. Doesn't matter. Did that give you time for your bracket, Braga?
Not even close. Nope. I haven't been working on it at all. So yeah, I'll wing it.
Do 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 do. Hi, I'm Reese Davis. Have you tried spicy nuggets from Wendy's? Spicy nuggets. When you need an audible, go to Wendy's and get spicy nuggets. Do 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 do.
Love it. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
Well, I'll help you out, Braga.
Just give us your top four. Give us your top four.
Yeah, let's just do that.
I mean, Ski and I did the homework. I mean, clearly.
I know. Yeah. I feel bad.
Intricate stuff.
God, they look at my you can't even see it.
The sports book at Coquel won't allow it.
Okay.
Shout out Coquel Casino. Give us a sponsorship. Just, you know.
I honestly, like, genuinely, I don't know how the playoff bracket works this year. Because they added teams, right?
What?
No, it's still 12
teams.
So
it's still 12. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Sorry, guys.
They fixed it last year after Oregon got fucked.
Yeah.
And, okay. Yes. All right. So. All right.
Confusion.
Well, I'll help you out here. My number one overall seed, Notre Dame. My number two, because I had him winning the Big Ten, I got the Ohio State, then Georgia, and then Miami. There's my top four. Oregon five, just to let you know.
Okay.
I'll keep going. Indiana.
I got Notre Dame one, yep. Indiana two, Miami four, mm-hmm. Oregon three. Because you want to know what? The SEC, they're adding that extra game this year. Grind in the SEC. You can't play nine SEC games. I mean, come on, folks. Is any other conference playing nine conference games? I don't think so. Hi, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and here's my dog. Not the one you remember.
Not Ben.
This is the new
one.
The other one's dead.
Braga just got called a ginger Wilford Brimley when he has his glasses down. Yeah.
That's, and they're clear,
that's
too.
That's a tough look, man. Don't do that.
And you got the beetus. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I do have the beetus. The wrong kind, though. I got
my glasses.
says scream diabetes.
Doctor says I can't read without my glasses. All right, so what am I naming? Top six teams?
Top four.
Just your top four.
Okay, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas, and Miami.
Damn. You want to know what?
Chuck.
He's playing both ends here.
No. Like back in the day, Jesus, man. Jesus walked out on a limb and he knew people didn't understand him. Jesus knew he was misunderstood and he was playing the long game. I think that's what Braga is doing by picking Miami, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Georgia. Like, you really went out on a limb there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You are Jesus. I can tell you did your research.
I mean, if you haven't proven that this is a pure right-wing podcast, that you just contradicted your conference champions that you just picked and have them not in the top four,
perfect. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And guess what? That's very accurate. I'm sure there's some people picking it that would do the same thing.
Alex Galloway with a controversial top four. Picking three non-conference champions in his top four.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Preparations, fellas. Preparations.
I don't know what to tell you.
No, it's great. No, I like this. This is good.
Yeah, it seems like you like it.
We're really going to hold your feet to this fire because I'm totally going to remember.
You guys write this down and remember it.
Yeah, I'm totally.
Yeah.
Let me see. All
right. He's the Booger McFarland of the CFB bullshit.
I genuinely don't remember the teams I just picked. Genuinely, I already forgot.
All right, King, what's your national champ? We'll just go to that national championship game.
Number one seed Notre Dame versus Oregon, who gets their ultimate revenge along the way, gets Ohio State, Indiana, and Catholicism. And Oregon wins the whole thing.
The whole fucking thing.
Because at this point, if you're not going to pick Oregon, when are you going to pick Oregon?
Never.
Like, Oregon can win it.
It has
they
to
can
be
have
year.
Like they can have a more dynamic quarterback who runs for 1,200 yards and only throws for 3,000. Like, that's always in the cards. But if you're not going to have if you can't reach down and grab your scrotum and just be like, "Want to know what? I think this is the year." What are we doing?
Oh, And I am right with you. I have Oregon playing the Ohio State in the grudge match college football. And I have Oregon winning.
Do you guys, like, genuinely, do you remember the teams I picked? Was it Notre Dame, Texas, like Miami? Was it Ohio State?
Georgia?
In Ohio State.
Okay. Yeah, Ohio State, I meant Oregon. Because I made a list of teams as you guys were talking, and I was like, okay, like, yes. I even added, like, because I was going to try to do, like, a little bracket thing. I added North Texas. I added, like, you know, whatever. And so my final four would be Notre Dame and Miami and Texas and Oregon. And I think it will be Texas and Oregon, which would be fucking fun. And I do think Oregon wins as well.
Which
that game would be so fucking fun. Like,
what would be the most annoying matchup? Is it Texas or is it the Catholics? Like, what would ESPN pump down our throats more as an opponent? Because Ohio State, we've played them enough. If it's Indiana, Georgia, we've played them also.
I think. Damn, it's a good question.
It's got to be the Catholics, right? But they do love them some Arch.
Well,
in Texas.
But I also feel like the narrative Sark versus Lanning in a title game would be very annoying. I don't want that narrative.
No,
I really don't.
The quarterback matchup would be like the huge talking point. Like that'd be it.
Well, it would be for and Ohio State saying and more. That'd be
sure.
And the wide receivers. Yeah, I think that.
Who is Notre Dame's quarterback?
CJ Carr.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Did you know that Patrick Mahomes' dad was an MLB pitcher?
For the Twins.
Huh.
And the Mets.
I'll be damned.
And
the Mets.
Never forget.
Never forget.
I mean, don't tell me what to do. I will forget. So, whatever. All right, that was rough for me.
All right, well, I'll help you. Should I just knock out lines? There's only four games.
Yeah, knock out lines. Lines everywhere. We don't have a soundboard anymore, but I think the picture might be better, is what people are saying in the Discord.
Lines. So USC plays this Saturday,
lines.
Week zero.
Lines.
They play at home against San Jose State.
Lines.
They are 38.5 point favorites. Welcome to week zero, fellas.
You think I'm going to bet against my Spartans in week one?
Never.
St. Joe? My St. Joe Spartans? I don't think so, sir. Spartans cover!
USC. Lincoln Riley, while he's been at USC, wins these games, all of them, like 60-13. Yeah.
All right, and we are skipping Star Pick and Think Jinx Dog of the Week this week because there's only four games, and I don't even want to pay attention to these
fucking
games.
Coward? Yeah, I said it.
Tell me who the other teams are playing, Praga,
fucking
and we'll
coward.
No.
You're the one who does lines here.
What are you, tell me one.
What are you scurred for? This guy.
Show me one.
This guy's looking ahead, getting scurred. He doesn't want to fall behind too early, huh? Is that what's going on here, Ski?
Nope. Got to save it. As I believe I am the defending champion. So
Allegedly. By the way, Lions brought to you by thinkjinx.com. Get your dog some food. Cat too. Thinkjinx.com, they have cat and dog food.
And weasel food. So
toppers,
ferrets, your
toppers
minks.
Are on fire from thinkjinx.com. Get them. They're great. Like I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I got like the salmon ones and they're like huge. And you could split them into like two meals. It's fantastic.
Well, I don't know who I've realized you remind me of, Braga, in the last couple of weeks. It's just a mustache.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
A personality thing. It's been weighing on me. You remember Orange is the New Black when that was a whole thing?
Yeah.
I think the prison warden's name is Joe Caputo. You remind me of Joe Caputo. It's not exactly perfect.
Hang on,
I think he had glasses as well.
He did have glasses, and he did that. It was putting him down like that really
I think he was constantly plowing that warden broad too.
Oh yeah, he was having sex.
I could see it.
Yeah.
His hair situation wasn't great.
No.
No, it was really bad.
He needed to go.
He needed to shave.
Full shave.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. All right. All right, coward. What's our next game?
All right. Guess what? We get to watch live next week during our podcast because we have three Thursday games next
week.
Hang on a sec.
We're on a new platform. Yeah. This is just something in the Discord. Can anyone hear this?
Yeah, it sounds great.
No, that's nothing. Okay.
Yep.
That sounds amazing. What do you mean?
I had whistle, man.
Ski, you heard it.
No, everyone did.
Yeah. Okay.
The world heard that. Next one, we got UMass. He's facing the Fighting Shianos. Rutgers 29.5 point favorites at home against the Minutemen.
Ski, what's your logic for Shiano?
So what month are we going to be in?
You bet on Rutgers now.
Yes.
Yes. We are not in October yet.
Nope.
So you bet on Rutgers now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
Rutgers for sure.
Rutgers star pick, because I'm doing a star pick and you can't take it away from me. I get an extra point. And Booble's going to keep track of it. And his numbers are going to be our official numbers.
Can't trust those numbers.
What do you think about that?
All right, next, King's favorite. We got Directional Illinois. We got Eastern Illinois. They're going to Minnesota. Gophers are 43.5 point favorites.
Give me the Leathernecks, actually. I really like Drake Lindsey. I know that PJ Fleck has the Golden Gophers really locked in. 7 wins guaranteed, maybe an 8 in a good year. 9? 9 if you're looking ahead, but you wonder what? I don't think they cover. I think they play it safe to the vest. Midwestern values and the Eastern Illinois Leathernecks, they cover. They lose by 40, but they cover.
The obnoxious Minnesota fan who sat next to Duck Duck Chef and I last year, who left in the second quarter and was thoroughly drunk and spilled a drink and was annoying. He swears that Drake Lindsey is an elite quarterback. So I'm going Eastern Illinois.
I'm trying to think if Minnesota even scored 44 points last year.
What's my thing, Ski? That's a big number.
That's 43.5
is a big number.
It's a big number. I'll start off. I'll be the first one. I'll take Minnesota. Maybe they could score 44 points. I don't know, but I don't think Eastern Illinois is going to score.
All right, King, we're getting some separation early.
All right.
Separation Thursday.
Yep.
The last game, we got the Blazers of UAB going to regular Illinois. Illinois 28.5 point favorites at home. That's a lowish number for a home opener against UAB.
Seems like it, right?
Yeah. Illinois clearly is not supposed to be good.
Eastern Illinois was my dog, my Think Jinx dog of the week.
As you think, all right, I'll make note of that.
Yep.
Get fucked. Okay.
By the way, Minnesota scored more than 43 points last year once.
Yeah. Nice. So I got a chance.
Yeah.
Against Northwestern State.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
66 to nothing.
Not even Northwestern proper. Jeez.
That'd be week 0, week 1.
Oh, that was week 1.
Yep.
Week 0, they put up 23 at home against Buffalo.
Shit.
Illinois.
Illini.
Yeah, that's a weird number. I don't want to fuck with it.
It is a weird number.
All right. That's lines.
All right, that's lines. 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 So are we going to do our list then?
I still have week 1 Oregon trivia as well.
Oh yeah, never mind. Okay.
It's the final one because as we've said, we don't validate week 0 as being a thing. So 1 week until Oregon football trivia thing.
Yeah. Oregon trivia thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put your hand up and Pretend yeah. there's a rainbow that comes out of it. Yeah!
It's like, don't you forget about me.
Yeah.
You're Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson. Judd. Yep.
Yeah.
What a flick. What an ending.
Absolute cinema.
What we are Judd Nelson.
I was a jock. Yeah. He was a druggie. Yeah.
She was a princess.
She was a princess.
Yeah. All right. In 1895...
Shy
Oregon won the conference known as the OIFA. Mm-hmm. What does that stand for?
Can you the OI what?
OIFA.
Original Intercontinental Football Conference.
A. Association?
Association would be, yes.
Is that it?
Whatever.
It's not it.
Original. I love the idea that it would be original.
At the time, it had to be. It's 1895.
Original gangsta. Original yeah. college football. Bra, bra, bra. The webfoot scene. I should probably stop that.
Bumba yeah. clot.
Bumba clot. There you go.
I definitely follow Instagram, the Bumba clot page. Bra. The where the guy Ooh. Taught his daughter that the toy was called Bumbleclot, so she walks around being Bumbleclot. So funny.
It's funny. It is funny.
So Swoosh funny.
Swoosh was close with Oregon Intermountain Football Association.
Yeah,
it is not that though.
Interstate, because there's like two states.
You're close. Intercollegiate.
Intercontinental. Okay.
Oregon Intercollegiate Football. They played two seasons. They won the conference in 1895 for their one.
Do you know who
one conference win? I do not.
Okay. Pacific.
That was props. Pacific was definitely probably in that.
I bet it was. Yep.
Shout out to the Tigers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who won the 2018 Lombardi Award? And what is the Lombardi Award?
Is it defensive lineman?
It's not defensive lineman. I had to look up what the fucking award was.
Okay, so reframe the question.
College football, the Lombardi Award.
It's just college football.
College okay. football, yes. Just college football. And
who won?
Obviously an Oregon player won it in 2018.
Is it a lineman award?
It is, no. It is not a position-specific award.
Assistant coach?
Nope.
I'll say, oh God.
Head coach.
It's technically the Rotary Lombardi Award. Awarded from the Rotary Club of Houston. That's who gives this, that gave this award out.
These are way too.
It's the last one. I had to find some fucking tough ones. So how about I'll give you the name and see if you could figure out what the award is. Ugo Amadi won the award. What do you think that award was?
Like versatile athlete or something? Like,
nope. It's way worse than that.
No idea.
Cool guy.
A college football player who best embodies the values and spirit of the legendary coach Vince Lombardi.
Oh my God.
How do you guys not know?
We don't have to have that award.
No, that's a real award.
Need to happen.
All right.
Good thing Prezi T has gotten rid of all those participation awards.
Top name: the Don Essig Struggles with Award. Yeah. here's another fun one.
Rancho
There's been one Oregon player that has won the Bullworth's Trophy.
Bullworth, the movie.
I wish. That's a great movie.
But
who won it, and what is that trophy as well?
What year was it?
It was 2024.
2024.
I think if I give you the name, you'd probably get the award.
Bro, I've never...
These are insane.
Bryce Betcher won the award.
Bullworth?
Yeah.
So inside linebacker.
See, you're giving way too much credit for the Bullworth.
He embodies the spirit. There it is. Of a
it's
walk-on.
The it's the nation's yeah. best walk-on.
Okay,
but he wasn't a walk-on.
But he wasn't a walk-on. But he won the award for it.
He was a all walk-on right, for football.
Not in 2024.
Not 24.
Yeah,
he quit playing baseball.
He did eventually get a scholarship, I believe. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So okay.
All right. Oregon's career rushing leader in touchdowns, we know, is Royce Freeman.
Yep.
How many rushing touchdowns did he have?
Like 64?
68.
Am I close?
Lower. Yep.
58.
56.
Higher.
59.
Nope. Still going.
61.
Nope. Now we're going too high.
60.
60. There you go.
Hey, fucking got it. Fuck you, King. You don't even know ball. I know ball.
Two more left for the great Oregon week still football.
These are I hate this.
Oregon's single game record for catches in a game is 16.
Keenan
by
Howery.
Who? If not Keenan Howery.
Didn't we just do this one?
What decade was it in?
The early aughts.
Early aughts.
I feel like we just did this one, didn't we? Jeff Mayle?
Nope.
I'll just say Marshawn Tucker.
I think you guys gave these names too, and it wasn't it.
Sammy Parker.
It is Sammy Parker.
Yeah. Did we just do that?
Against who?
Minnesota. In 03.
Oh, in the Sun catches. Bowl. Oh, yep. Man. In a losing effort. Brutal.
That's all right, in the last
a lot
one.
Of catches, guys. I don't know if you need to Oregon's, be told that.
Oregon's single game receiving record. Who has it?
Like yards?
Yards, yep.
See, receiver is such a tough one. I don't have good receivers.
No, that's why I found the names like, oh, I did not know that. So I will write that down. I'll give it was in the 90s against UW.
Pat Johnson?
Pat Johnson.
Nope.
Whoa. Tony Hartley.
242 yards in 1998. Yep, against them Huskies.
Achille to Hartley?
Achille. Yep, yeah. Achille was fucking lighting it up.
He sure was.
Yeah, I was. Tony Hartley. Does that record get broken this year?
No.
Would it if the coach was not Dan Lanning?
No.
If Chip Kelly was still the coach.
Too many guys to throw to. Like that's the problem, is they have too many good players. if they don't throw to all of these good players, some of these good players are going to leave and, you know, figure out a way to not make that happen. Okay. Is that it?
That is it. That is the end of.
That's the end of Ski's trivia.
That's my trivia.
We're not gonna we're not gonna do like a 0-1 next week. Like
as we said, no.
We got 0 weeks until Oregon football. Like,
no week zero. That doesn't exist.
We're replacing your trivia with my trivia next week. All right, cool. Now I have to prep. Fantastic. I'm really excited.
Yeah, have fun.
Really excited. All right, so let's do our list. Like we
here's the bit. Here's the bit. Just run back the exact questions from the last time they played Boise. I know you have it in a notebook somewhere, and see if we remember.
I should. I email them to myself. And so they're in somewhere. My email. Yeah, absolutely.
Literally, just run that back. That's the bit.
Maybe. We'll see.
Never know.
We'll see. I bet. Like it's in your brain. Right, that memory is in your brain, and so once we start going through it, I bet
guarantee
some of it,
you it's not.
Some
it's
of it not. Would click. It's... Some of it would no. click. I bet. Yeah, let's find out. What's their stadium called?
Albertson Stadium. Uh-huh.
That was one of the questions. Yeah,
I know that one. I know that one.
See, if I remember it, you remember it.
Kellen Moore.
Any rushings? Yeah, Kellen Moore or Jay Ajayi. That's
yep.
All that's going to be said.
Jared Lorenzen, or no, not Jared Lorenzen. Nope, Jared,
that's Kentucky. Zabransky.
Zabransky, that was it. Bill Brasky. All right, let's do our list. So, this week, again, God took the wrong 80-year-olds. We lost Tim Curry and Dolly Parton this week. Just two absolute goddamn legends. I think like Dolly Parton's one of those people that just like only put positivity into the world, which you really can't say that about anybody else. I can't think of anybody else. Like maybe like,
yeah, like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, fair. Mr. Rogers, like Mother Teresa, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Mother Teresa was Gandhi. A hack. Yeah.
He was a fucking hack.
What did Gandhi have against food, huh? What a jerk. No, like, you know, like just a...
Gandhi had so much food at his disposal, he decided not to eat
it. Eat it. Yeah.
As a middle finger to starving countries. Cancel Gandhi!
This guy gets it. Yeah, so just, you know, a just tremendous loss. Like, Dolly Parton just rules. Like, just anytime you saw her, it was good. Like, you felt good about yourself. And she, that was sort of her whole goal in life, was now, she wanted to build people up and make them feel good and help them and blah, blah, blah.
Now, where do you guys stand on her as an artiste?
Like
she won 11 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, bro. Like, but do you listen and like her music?
I mean, Braga probably appreciates her more after he went to the office and had to work a 9 to 5.
Gotta make a living.
What a way to make a living.
He had to actually talk to some bitch named Jolene in person.
To someone, yeah.
In person? What is this? What is this? I played
Didn't have that teens buffer there, Braga.
A quick tangent. I just assume, so like back, you know, this is, we're dating us, but I guess it's still kind of prevalent with like Tinder and Hinge. But like back in the day, you know, you would do like the Yahoo chat or whatever, the MSN messenger would be like ASL. And if you finally met someone, it was like, is that what you are with your coworkers? These people you've been talking to online for years and you finally meet them and they're just normal looking people. And you're like,
a goon for all of my coworkers. Yeah. Right. Not so much. Yeah. So, and then Tim Curry on top of that, I think Tim Curry had been battling some really shitty health issues. And he was not doing super well for a while, just sort of hanging in there. And, he finally passed on as well. And just a fantastic, really cool career. Like all reports, a nice, cool guy. Sort of didn't have to be as a popular actor and just seemingly was. And so we sort of decided, actually it was Fender in the Discord. He was like, hey, you know, obviously let's see if we can maybe combine a list with the two of them. So it's top three influential things Dolly and Tim Curry did. And that can mean whatever you want it to mean. It can mean like your favorite Dolly song. It can mean, you know, like your favorite Curry movie. It can mean something in society that they did, like whatever. By the way, I played, my kid had no context for Dolly Parton. And so I was like, oh, did you hear Dolly Parton died? And he was like, yeah, I heard it. I just don't know who that is or like whatever. And so I played Eugene Oregon for my kid. And he was just like, why the fuck would anybody sing about Eugene Oregon? I was like, dude, listen to the song. Like, she says exactly why she sang about Eugene Oregon in the song.
It's in the song.
It's pretty clear.
Why they write them.
Yep. And that song has, like, as Jonathan Adams pointed out in the Discord, that song has become a song they play in Autzen after the game's over, as people are sort of like leaving the field once everybody's clearing out and stuff. And it's cool. It's a nice tradition. So she was like sick in Eugene, Oregon on her tour and people here took care of her and she never forgot it and wrote a song about it. Like to hear it. Here you go. All right. Who wants to start?
My number three, Tim Curry as Dr. Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Gay, straight, whatever weirdness you he's are in between or on the other side.
Transvestite.
He's
a, yeah, what is it? A transvestite.
No, I'm just saying, like, that movie, it's an experience. You got to see it. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Like, yeah. It's one of those. It's funny we're watching like Lebowski this week too, because it's really the original cult movie that has events, that has like people know word for word, they sing along, they throw stuff at the stage, it's like the screen, and that's him. That's Tim Curry playing that character. And I don't know that anything, like, there are more significant things in our society, but like culturally, that's a big one. It's a big one. Like,
I mean, Swoosh nailed it, because that's my number three as well, is what he put in the chat. And I feel that is more culturally significant.
It's not.
And that is Tim Curry in McHale's Navy. What a movie. What a role.
I didn't see that on the B-roll when news stations were announcing his death.
You didn't see that one?
Did not see that one. I saw a Muppet movie. I didn't see McHale's Navy.
He plays a Russian, which is perfect for Tim Curry.
Yeah, my number three was Rocky Horror as well. Like, Tim Curry and Rocky Horror. Like, it's so culturally significant. Like, there's really...
The problem is, it's one of those things where we weren't old enough to see it in theaters when it first came out and see the impact it had. Because now you just get all the people that dress up 40 years later and go to some shitty-ass fucking theater that's showing
it. I went to one of those. And just, I was like, all right, I did it once.
I've done it now.
I never need... Don't need to do it again. It was fine, but I was like...
You didn't dress up as
no,
a character?
Yeah, no, but it was like, ooh, it's like lightning! And everyone else like, fucking shit up. I'm like, it was frightening!
So you did the time warp.
The significance is like the normalization of a lot of it, which is, I think, big. But I say what you will about the movie itself. And
well, I mean, it's actually kind of very fitting for today's culture of like two sheltered religious people getting exposed to what other people believe and or identify as. I mean, that was the movie. It came out in the 70s or was it the 80s?
Early 80s.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, shit, gay people weren't even like accepted yet.
Oh yeah, we were ramping up to the Reagan years.
Getting ready for that AIDS.
They all had AIDS.
That AIDS epidemic.
Yeah. We didn't care about them. Yeah.
Let's see. Threes from the chat. WCP says LGBTQ advocacy before it was even an acronym. That's Dolly Parton. Yep. Amen, brother. Swoosh, number three, Tim Curry as Vladikov in McHale's Navy. Nutty and Tim Curry in Red Alert 3 as Premier Cherdenko. Was that the video game?
The video game?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was like during the rare era when like... Because they weren't doing motion capture yet. They were actually doing video of them, but they would make it all grainy and weird to make it look like it wasn't just an actual recording. Because they wanted it to look like a video game, which was kind of weird.
They wanted it to be like, oh, you're out in the field and the comms come in and it's like that shitty pixelated like video that comes over.
Yeah, but they didn't have to do that. Like,
they didn't have to.
But, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I absolutely know what you're talking about. Tim Curry as Darkness in Legend. Yo. Fuck that. That character, like, still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, more than it. Like, more than Pennywise. Like, that character gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, the face.
His Pennywise, it was just so old, they couldn't make it scary just with technology. It was funny.
It's debatable, but yeah. Some people are just scared of clowns in general.
No. Who are clowns?
Not anyone clowns. Who's watching this.
Yeah.
That's our whole brand.
That's
dog.
A self-deprecating joke, folks. Oh, girl.
See, now we got to make our own sound effects. This is bullshit.
Terrible.
This is bullshit. All right, what's your twos?
King.
King?
I had a number two. I don't remember what it is.
I can go my
go number two. I had one.
I'll go my number two. It's the Imagination Library, the Dolly Parton's book. Or yes, it's like what 24 million
literacy.
Books?
Yeah, was the literacy. Two.
Yeah, yeah, it was
24
literacy.
Million
Jesus.
Books or some shit. Like it's fucking. You just sign up for it. Like you just give them your information and they will send you books every month for your kids. Like, for free. Like, you don't have to do anything. She just created an organization because she wanted to advocate reading for kids and was like, let's remove all barriers. Like, why are we having barriers? Like, send books to their homes if they want them. Like, just do it. And yep. She does. And it's incredible. Like, King, did you ever do that? I didn't myself.
Just, not with the Dolly Parton one, but yes, I did do a program where he got free books.
Yeah, but
not
I know,
Parton.
Like our boy Rick does that for his daughter, and like so many kids have had the opportunity to read because of Dolly Parton, who like normally wouldn't, and it's just amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing fucking thing, man.
That's my number two as well. The Dolly Parton Center for kids who can't read good and want to do other things good too.
It's a good reference. I appreciate that. So that's all of our number twos?
Yep.
Yeah. Literacy.
Fuck. Literacy. Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild.
I mean, yeah. As much as Dolly did, it really doesn't seem to really stick too much in our country right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Like America, baby.
Yeah.
Twos from the chat. Dolly's self-deprecating jokes that her feet were so tiny because... things don't grow in the shade. From swoosh. That's a good, see, man, you just can't fuck with that kind of sense of humor, man.
Well,
like,
what was the other
her
famous...
line. I like her line that she's like, man, people are so distracted by my tits. I don't realize I got a great ass,
got a
too.
Great yeah. ass
I'm like,
too.
Even after you said that, I didn't Google your ass.
No.
You might.
I mean, should we just do the obligatory honorable mention of her cans?
Well, my number one is her tits.
All right. Well, I mean that. I was going to, yep, that one of those for Dolly. Yep. Just
yeah. Big ups. Sammy Sosa to the sky.
Yep. Yeah. Hall of Fame knockers there. So
yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Hall of Fame.
God, I don't even know what I would do with those.
Nah. It was Susie Ritual. She weighs like 90 pounds. She weighed like 90 pounds.
She was like 5 foot.
Yeah.
Super tiny. Yeah.
I can't even imagine having relations with a woman who's 5 foot. Like she's like a one of a kind.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
what did I say? If you structurally unsound, I think I said that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. If she was a house, someone would come in. An inspector would come in and be like, it's a really leaning one way.
Definitely
your foundation is going to crack.
The foundation is struggling.
Yeah.
Right now.
Clearly, this was an
speaking of cracking.
Yeah. This is an unpermitted structure here. I mean, clearly.
Ramjack can fix that.
Ramjack. Love a good Ramjack commercial on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
An NFL Sunday.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's see. WCP's number two, Dollywood Foundation. So what you put two number twos? Dollywood Foundation and Vladikov. What is that? Vladikov from
That's Navy.
McHale's Navy.
Yeah, but you're like doing two number twos? What's going on here? Nutian's number two.
Number two.
Dolly, nobody notices I've got a great ass too. Yeah. It's a great line. Fantastic line. So are those actually your number ones?
Yeah.
No, mine was the honorable mention.
My number one and number two.
Oh, boy. You know,
toots!
You know what? I feel like she would get a kick out of that, what you just did. Like, it's like one could see that and be like, you guys are being disrespectful. No. She
like 3 years
humor,
ago,
man.
She was doing like men's health interviews about how good her pussy is. Like,
she got it.
Newsflash, she was pretty comfortable and knew what her body was doing.
Extremely self-aware and had a great sense of humor about it. Like, that's why she's so fucking cool.
She was very clearly lying, saying, oh, I have sex three times a day sometimes.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That's okay.
Your husband is about the same age or what your partner or whatever. Nah. Yeah.
Maybe they had an arrangement. Who knows, King? Who knows, King?
Oh boy.
So what was your number one, Ski?
So my number one, I am going with Curry's most underappreciated movie of the 90s, and that is Congo.
Do you have a Pepsi in your hand?
Such a crystal clear
90s nostalgia.
Crystal clear
Congo.
Oh, Congo.
Are you really at a county fair and not, you know, a fucking sports book with that take?
I need to get my other backdrop here.
Congo.
Number one most influential thing from Dolly Parton and Tim Curry is Congo.
It brought, you know, it brought eyeballs to about the silverback gorilla. conservationist Tim Curry.
Hey, fuck Jane Goodall. We got Tim Curry.
No, fuck that
Congo.
Bitch. That bitch abused those apes.
Damn.
Tim Curry just tried to kill the bad ones.
Yeah, wow. Jane Goodall catching strays on the Sports Brewery podcast. That's awesome, Ski. By the way, like, Swoosh literally dropped an honorable mention of Congo right when you started saying
so good.
That too. It was like perfect timing.
It's one of the it is the number one animal related movie of the 90s, with Operation Dumbo Drop clearly number two.
I think Outbreak might be
Outbreak. That's definitely might sneak in the top three.
Yes, sir. Like that movie was so far ahead of its time. Fucking Outbreak, Jesus, man.
Can't even remember if that movie was set. Did it come out of a lab in Wuhan?
I think it was a lab in like Central California.
It
was a lab. Yes. I know. Yes. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I think it came from like Palo Alto.
Bro,
or something.
It nailed exactly what happened. It's insane. Like, almost like somebody saw it and followed a script.
Wait, you're trying to say it really
Fauci.
Didn't? You're really trying to say it. It didn't come from the wet market in China. That's not where people eat bats or the palanquins or whatever the hell they try to say it came from. The wet market.
I just don't like that term.
That term.
Yeah, I don't like
that. It never like from the first time it was introduced to me. It's like, I don't even know what you're selling, but I don't want to go to a wet market.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, you want to go to a dry market?
I feel like it's not as moldy. And dank.
It's definitely dank and damp.
It's not drips everywhere. I don't know. The wet market thing. It's just the wording.
It's moist. That's for sure.
Don't say that word. See, case in point, moist, gross word. Yeah. No one likes that word.
My number one.
Hey, baby, getting moist. Yeah, you like that?
My number one goes back. I forget who it was who did this as their number three, but I think it was like WCP or something, but like advocacy. Before it was cool, and it goes to both of them, like Tim Curry and Dolly Parton. Like surely Dolly was like one of the most outspoken people. Anytime she was interviewed, like, yeah, people should be free to be happy as who they are. And that was her entire attitude of life. And she was doing that before it was a thing, before people were advocating for other people who were true to themselves, living a different lifestyle. And that shit was different. And she was consistent her entire life. Tim Curry was too. And it was very impactful for a lot of people. So,
hey, she utilized her privilege. I mean, big titted blonde. I mean, if you're going to get people to listen,
it's a good start.
It's a great start. So yeah,
and
that use that platform
and the silky voice too, baby. Like,
ooh, my honorable mention, the duets with her and the gambler Kenny Rogers. What a pair,
so to speak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo.
Hey yo. So,
are Kenny Rogers roasters still?
I wish
anywhere.
I miss that Kenny Rogers roast. It used to be out in Gateway there.
What is it now, like a Carl's Jr.?
I think it's that Carl's Jr. building there, yeah.
No, and green burrito? Shit, bro.
I think it's a split one.
There used to be a green burrito split for sure.
Yeah. I think it still is. I think it's like the only one here, right? Like,
green burrito.
Can't say I've ever been into that one.
You don't want to like a Mexican food wet bar in your burger place?
Wet market. Yeah, Mexican wet market.
Yeah, wet market. Go to a wet bar. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so RIP, Dolly Parton and Tim Curry. You guys will be missed. Like, Dolly will be missed. Like, she ruled. Like I said, every time she came on TV or whatever, like, it was like, oh, man, I'm so happy she's around. Like, and she's not anymore. So that's sad.
Well, I feel like this was the saddest day for white women in a long time.
Losing Dolly.
Yes.
White women find anything to get aggrieved about. It's August 7th and I don't have pumpkin spice at Starbucks. It's the worst day ever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do once from the chat. Let's see. So I see WCP did Imagination Library, as did Swoosh. Nutian did Dollywood Amusement Park.
Have either of you been to Dollywood?
I haven't. I think that'd be fun. I'd rather, much rather go there than like Graceland.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Elvis.
Wait, so WCP also did Tim Curry as... Oh, he's doing one for each. Tim Curry as Jigsaw in Loaded Weapon 1. Okay. Sorry, it took me way too long to figure that out, WCP. My bad. I'm like, I'm not so smart. Let's see. Honorable mention, Dolly Parton's buttermilk biscuit mix.
Someone's talking about Dolly Parton's pies in the chat.
Her pies are good, apparently. She has pies? I'm intrigued. Ayo. Erica says it puts Disneyland and Six Flags to shame.
Oh, well, I mean, Six Flags is not a high bar. I want to go to Six Flags just to smoke cigarette, get a cigarette habit again, like bad.
What about Knott's Berry Farm? Huh?
No, Knott's Berry Farm is too classy. They got Peanuts characters walking around. Okay. Six Flags, Magic Mountain, Six Flags, and outside L.A. Oh my God, what a disgusting place!
You want some fun, King? Take yourself up to Northern Ohio and hit up Cedar Point. Oh, what a time.
I think I'll pass.
I don't know how you pass that up.
Really easily. Like, really easy.
It's got the largest wooden roller coaster in the world, my friend.
Oh, you guys. Oh, man. That used to be at Worlds of Fun in Kansas City. They beat the Timberwolf. Oh, my God. That's tragic. I've been on the Timberwolves.
Your community gets taken down a peg.
By Ohio.
Yep. Ohio. Yep.
All places. God.
Disgusting. Ugh. Yeah, I mean, they're both disgusting states. So
I live next to a Fred Meyer, Swoosh. I might go get a Dolly Parton pie here. It's 9:30. I think they're open till 10. I might go get a Dolly Parton pie here pretty soon.
Get one of those... Yellowstone chilies while you're at it as well.
Don't. They're terrible. I bought one of those. I fell for it. They're bad. They're really bad.
That's a no. That's a no.
Nally's is like, way better.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Stag Chili.
Hormel.
Hormel. Yeah. Stick a God, fork it's in night. It. God, it's fucking night. We gotta go.
No, we gotta go. Hey, yeah, no. Guys.
I'm glad the season is here so we can get... constructs.
I think we actually did pretty good for the amount of segments we had. Like, I think we did pretty good time wise. Big Lebowski, watch it on Netflix. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Again, we're sort of skipping ahead on the movies just because of it leaving Netflix by the 31st. So the 31st is the last chance you have to watch it on Netflix. So do it right now, and then listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Football's back. Almost.
Back, baby.
Almost.
Ooh, can't wait. I think tomorrow, I'm going to a high school football game tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. TSB outing?
Lake Oswego versus Willamette tomorrow?
TSB outing? Let's go.
I'm going.
Let's go watch Lake Owen, Willamette.
Rumors are, because everyone says Coach Line, Josh Line from Willamette, doesn't he doesn't play by the rules. He's maverick.
He's recruiting players.
But there's rumors out there. They may be down five starters because they were injured early in camp, and they don't have the appropriate amount of practices to play in a game yet. Advantage to Lake O, defending state champs.
The fact
does this come from the Roto Fantasy League news as well?
No. This is not from my rotisserie baseball league. I don't believe them anymore. This is from a 17-year-old kid who told me, and it's not my son. It's not anyone related to
who may
me,
or may not be your own
it's
child.
It's gospel. No, it's not. It's not my child.
Okay. All right. Let's get that out there, actually. Okay. So see everybody tomorrow at Willamette High School for Lake O
and Lakers and Wolverines.
Lakers and Wolverines. All right. Bye.